Hello.
Hello there, ma'am. My name is Tony from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey on some important issues and perceptions of residents in New Orleans. Do you have a moment to help us out, please?
I do.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I'll do it as quickly as possible. And let me start by asking you, are you a native of New Orleans or did you recently move to the city?
Nope. I'm a native born and raised.
Thank you. And do you define your racial classification as African-American or black, white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or other?
African-American, black.
All right, thank you. And what are two characteristics that describe what you like most about living in New Orleans, ma'am? What comes to your mind? Two characteristics.
Let's see, the community.
Okay.
And just the charm of the city.
Okay, the community and the charm of the city, right?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Give me one moment here. All right, let me continue. Now, what are two characteristics that describe what you dislike about living in New Orleans? What comes to your mind?
I see, baby. Two things I don't like about the city. Gentrification. And also the crime.
Fear of crime. And what was the first one? I'm sorry?
Gentrification.
Gentrification. Okay, thank you. Give me one moment here. Let me move on to the next one. So gentrification and then a fear of crime, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Just a moment here. Okay, got it. I put your answer in. And now, overall, would you say that you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the following? Availability of affordable housing. How do you feel about that there in New Orleans? Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. And the next one, safety from violent crime. Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied about that?
Little satisfied.
Okay. Equal economic opportunities for people like you. Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. And the next one, the financial ability of your family to handle a major unexpected expense. How do you feel about that one? Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
All right. Thank you. The next one, the monthly cost for electricity and water. Are you very satisfied with that, somewhat, little, or not at all satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. The preparation public charter school students are receiving for college or careers. How do you feel about that one? Very satisfied, somewhat, little, or not at all satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Thank you. Safety from property crime. How do you feel about that one? Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little, or not at all?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And would you pay for food and household goods? How do you feel about that one? Very. What you pay for food and household goods?
Not satisfied at all.
Not at all satisfied. And would you pay for basic utilities such as electricity and water? How do you feel about that? Very satisfied, somewhat, little, or not at all?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And let me go with the, for when, what you pay for food and household goods, you said not at all, right?
Correct.
Okay, great. Just wanted to make sure. The next one, what you pay for housing mortgages or rents? How about that one? Are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, little satisfied, or not at all?
Little satisfied.
Thank you. And now, have any of the following been a not at all significant, not very significant, somewhat significant or very significant cost of stress in your life during the past year? Once again, cost of stress. Your ability to get around your community in the city. How much of cost of stress is that to you in the last year? Very significant, somewhat, not very significant, or not at all?
Not very significant at all.
Okay. A meeting monthly household expenses. How has that been as far as cost of stress in your life? Somewhat, not very, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. What about the safety of you or family members?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. The health of you or family members?
large, big monitor.
So very significant. Thank you. And your job stability?
No stress at all.
Okay, so when it comes to cost of stress, that one not at all significant. All right, thank you. Let me move on. We're already at 50%. Thanks for hanging in there with me, okay? Now, let me get your opinion if you have a lot of confidence, some confidence, or very little confidence in the mayor and city council accomplishing the following, all right? Improving the city streets and traffic lights. How do you feel about the mayor and council accomplishing that? A lot of confidence? Some confidence, very little confidence, or not, no confidence at all?
Some confidence.
Okay, thank you. And the next one, when it comes to improving garbage collection in the city, how do you feel about that one when it comes to the mayor and city council accomplishing that? A lot of confidence, some confidence, very little, or not at all?
Some confidence.
Some confidence. All right, the next one, the quality of life improving in New Orleans in the next 3 years. How do you feel about that one? A lot of confidence, some confidence, very little, or no confidence at all?
Some confidence.
Okay. The next one, creating more better paying jobs in the city.
Mama.
Some confidence.
How do you feel? Some confidence. Making the city safer. How do you feel about the mayor and city council accomplishing it?
Mama.
Some confidence.
Some confidence. Hey, that's your little
some
one
confidence.
In the back. Sounds cute, man.
Yeah.
If you need to place me on hold to, you know, do whatever for him, just feel
no,
free to let
okay.
me know.
Okay,
great. He's what is it, a baby girl or boy?
I have twin boys, 2-year-old twin boys.
Twin boys? Awesome. 2 for 1. What a blessing.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. And the next one, improving drainage or to prevent flooding in neighborhoods. How about that one? A lot of confidence, some confidence, very little or no confidence at all?
Some confidence.
Okay, so these you answered all at some confidence. All right, thank you. And in your opinion, do you think that New Orleans city government is doing an excellent, good, fair, or poor job in spending your tax dollars wisely?
Fair.
Fair. Okay, thank you. And now I would like to focus your attention on public safety in New Orleans. Would you say that you feel safer, about the same, somewhat less, or much less safe in your neighborhood compared to 2 years ago? Much more safe, more safe, somewhat less safe, or much less safe?
Somewhat less safe.
Somewhat less safe. All right, thank you. Now, what do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? Let me read a list, and you select the ones that you feel apply. It could be more than one. If you need me to go over the list, that's fine. The first one, housing, or not enough police officers, or personal or slash family problems, a lack of access to mental health or social services, or education opportunities, or release on bail for violent crimes, or transportation, or too many guns, or employment opportunities. What do you think are the factors contributing to crime the most in New Orleans? You can select one.
Let's see. I would say lack of mental health services.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Also,
lack of access.
Personal.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Personal family issues.
Okay. Those two. Any other ones
police,
you want me to add there?
Not enough police officers.
Not enough police. Okay, thank you.
I think those are the top three.
All right, thank you, ma'am. And for each of the following, tell me if you think it would be a very effective, somewhat effective, or not too effective strategy, or not at all effective to reduce crime in New Orleans. Once again, if it's an effective strategy to reduce crime. Here's the first one. Implement a community-based citizens and police response to nonviolent crimes. How do you think that would be as far as an effective strategy to reduce crime? Very effective, somewhat, not too effective, or not at all?
Somewhat effective.
Okay, the next one. Providing counseling and social services for parents and adults. Do you think that's a very effective strategy to reduce crime in New Orleans? Somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Very effective.
Okay, the next one, better coordination between criminal courts and the New Orleans Police Department to enforce sentencing. How do you feel about that one? Very effective, somewhat, not too effective, or not at all?
I don't think that would be effective at all.
Not effective at all. All right, thank you. Now the next one, increasing the police presence in your community.
I think that would be very effective.
Very effective. Okay, thank you. And the next one, create more opportunities for job training.
very effective.
Okay, providing more mental health, social services, and counseling for youth.
Very effective.
Okay, thank you. And now, thinking about creating more options for persons to rent or buy a home in New Orleans, tell me if you think it would be a very helpful, somewhat helpful, or not too helpful, or not at all helpful strategy to create more quality, affordable housing in New Orleans. There's the first one. Convert vacant public schools and commercial buildings into affordable apartments / condominiums. You think that's effective? How do you think that would be as far as helpful to create more quality, affordable housing? Very helpful, somewhat, not too helpful, or not at all?
I think that'd be very helpful.
All right. Build micro houses such as tiny cottages or shipping containers to offer affordable housing in small spaces. How do you think that's, how helpful do you think that is? Very somewhat, not too or not. Okay. The next one, create adult, okay. And the next one is create adult co-living communities for people to live together. How do you, helpful do you think that would be?
I just think that would be somewhat helpful.
Okay. The next one, create more home ownership and financing classes.
I think that'd be somewhat helpful.
Somewhat. Okay. The next one, build accessory dwelling units, which are small homes with separate entrance, on an existing property. You think that'd be very helpful, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Not too helpful.
Not too. Okay, thank you. Let's continue. We're already at 80%, almost done, okay? Now, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. Here's the first one. The process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents a loss of culture for the city. How do you feel about that statement? Do you strongly agree with it, strongly agree, strongly disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. The next one. The process of the social and economic character of neighborhoods changing to attract new affluent residents in historically disinvested neighborhoods presents more challenges to find affordable housing for local citizens. How do you feel about that one? Do you strongly agree with it, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Let me continue here. Now, I'm going to read you the names of several elected officials. For each one, tell me if you strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, neither approve or disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve, okay? Sewerage and Water Board, how do you feel about them? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of them?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. Thank you. The next one, Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of?
Somewhat approve.
All right. And the New Orleans City Council.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. The New Orleans Police Department.
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay. Finally, thinking about the future of New Orleans, for each of the following statements, tell me if you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. Here's the first one. Young people will leave New Orleans to find opportunity elsewhere. How do you feel about that one? Do you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, the next one. Young people will enjoy a better quality of life better than their parents. How do you feel about that one?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. I would encourage young people to stay in New Orleans to pursue their career and raise a family.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, the quality of life for me and my family will improve.
Strongly agree. Fingers crossed.
Okay, thank you. Now, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes only. We're pretty much done. When it comes to income, please stop me at the range which best describes your household income. Less than $35,000, $36,000 to $50,000, $51,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, or more than $100,000. All right, thank you. And okay, and stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, and 60 or 61. Thank you. And stop me when you hear the last grade you completed, some high school grad, some college or trade school, college grad, graduate or professional.
Graduate or professional degree.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. And do you own or rent your home?
I own.
Okay. And do you have any children or under or over the age of 18 living in your household? Yes. Right.
Under 18, I have, two-year-olds.
Okay. All right. And do you have any extended family members or non-relatives living in your household over the age of 18?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. And what is your primary mode of transportation in New Orleans? Own a car, public transportation, rideshare, Uber, Lyft, bicycle / motorcycle, or use a friend or relative car?
I own a vehicle.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. This does conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. This helps us with this research study for you guys out there in New Orleans, okay? And it was a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for helping me out.
Same here. Thank you.
All right, great. Tell the twins I said hi. You guys have a good night.
I sure will.
All right, take care. Goodbye.